Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philip and Abigail in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Guardians won last night. That was exciting.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yep. First place Guardians won last night.
Yay!
It could be back to back losses. We'll see.
Oh, fun.
A lot of things happened today. All right, Philip and Abigail, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
You hear them. They're in the zone. They're hardly even talking. They're right there in the zone. They're playing rain. They're playing games today. All right, Jen's out of the room. Hi, Producer Stevie.
Hello.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping track of the score? We're going to ask you five questions. As you know, Jen's in the hallway for this part of the game. We'll see how you do. There's a timer involved. As you know, you have played before. After you're done, we'll grab Jen, bring her back in the studio, and she has to answer the same five questions. If you answer more than Jen, you've won the game. Let's begin with question number one. Guess what's coming back? Apparently, that would be Baywatch. Fox is reviving the show with a brand new cast. No word on who is going to star in the show, but is expected for the 2026-2027 season. What color were those iconic Baywatch swimsuits?
Red.
Question number two. Kate Gosselin shared on TikTok that she's in a happy relationship and has been for about 15 months. She says she's super, super happy, and in the comments, she's glad that she is not feeling lonely anymore. What was the first name of Kate's husband on their reality show that began in 2007 and ran for 8 seasons? Oh, there's the timer. We're going to move to question number three. I want to see how this works. Robot umpires are coming to baseball next season. Yesterday, the use of the automated ball/strike system in the major leagues for 2026 was approved. In baseball, three balls and two strikes is known as a blank count.
Full count.
All right, question number four. It turns out that winning a bunch of awards could actually be a good thing. The Pitt is seeing a huge bump in streaming after it won a ton of Emmys, including the award for Outstanding Drama. Which streaming service would you find the show The Pitt?
HBO Max.
Question number five, Disney Plus, raising prices again. Starting October 21st, Disney Plus with ads goes up to $11.99 a month, while the ad-free plan goes up to $18.99 a month. The live-action remake of which Disney classic debuted on Disney Plus back in 2020 instead of theaters?
Cruella.
All right, we'll go with Cruella for the answer for question number five. Now Jen has to answer those same five questions. We'll let her know to come back into the studio. She answers those next. Let's continue on. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Philip and Abigail there in Cleveland. They answered five questions a minute ago. Jen is now back into the studio. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How'd they do?
They got three.
Hey, good job, guys.
Three correct today. Nice job. Trying to win that limited edition brand new Jen and Tim Show mug. Get qualified for Redemption Week. We can make it back to back losses. A lot of things happening here, Jen. A lot of things happening.
So many.
Busy
so
Wednesday. Many. It's a busy day. Let's continue the game. Question number one. Baywatch apparently coming back. Fox reviving the show with a brand new cast. No word on, well, who's going to star in the show, but it's expected for the 26-27 season. Sounds like they got a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
What color were those iconic Baywatch swimsuits?
Red.
They were red. Yes, they were.
Okay.
They were red.
A lot of slow-mo red swimsuits.
We're red. Question number two. Kate Goslin shared on TikTok that she's in a super happy relationship and has been for about 15 months. She said that she is super, super happy. And in the comments, she even shared that she's glad to not feel lonely anymore. What was the first name of Kate's husband on the reality show that began in 2007 and ran for eight seasons?
John.
Of course, that was John. 2007.
Yikes.
Question number... You going to share what?
I have the first season on DVD.
You do?
This is one of my favorite shows as a kid.
Was it really?
Yes. One of my favorites.
That's cute.
As soon as we turn off the microphones to grab you, she's like, just so you know, I'm going to let you know right now. DVD, boom.
I kept it. When I was moving, I was going through all the DVDs I have because you don't need them anymore. But no. I used to collect them. And I found that one, and I said, I have to keep that. Could be worth
classic.
Money one day.
That's right, Stevie. I love that you admitted that. That's so amazing. Question number three. Robot umpires are coming to baseball next season. Yesterday, the use of automated ball/strike system in the major leagues for 2026 was approved. In baseball.
Ugh, boy.
Three balls and two strikes is known as a blank count.
A full count.
I love how excited... I was wondering if you're going to know that or not. You should be very baseball aware. Kids in baseball.
Right. Well, they don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing, and I do attend a lot of baseball games. Full count, Tim.
Question number four. Turns out that winning a bunch of awards can actually be a good thing. The Pitt is seeing a huge bump in streaming after it won a ton of Emmys, including the award for Outstanding Drama. Which streaming service would you find... The show, The Pitt.
Wait, shoot. And I think I tried to watch HBO Max.
It is HBO Max. Question number five. Disney Plus raising prices again. We're excited about that. Starting October 21st.
No, we're not.
So Disney Plus with ads goes up to $11.99 a month, while ad-free plans go up to $18.99. The live-action remake of which Disney classic debuted on Disney Plus in 2020 instead of theaters?
The Lion King. I don't know.
Mulan.
I didn't know that.
They throw you with classic?
What?
I said
you
what
throw
I
me. Oh, no. I didn't. Yeah.
Are you hating on Mulan right now, Tim?
No, I'm not. I just thought I was waiting when I put Disney classic. I was wondering if she's going to say, it's not a Disney classic because I thought it was good.
I see.
You've never seen the original Mulan?
I've never seen any of the Mulans.
Shocking.
So that happened in 22. Final totals.
Philip and Abigail, 3, Jen, 4.
Sorry, guys. Good battle.
All right.
I didn't see the live action. I didn't see that 2020.
I didn't see the live action.
Okay, I was going to say that one I did not see.
Yeah, no.
All right, Philip and Abigail, we love hearing from you. We appreciate you playing the game again, but you know what you need to say.
We're Philip and Abigail from Cleveland. We did not trump Chewy on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anna's in Menor. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing well. We're excited for you to play this round of Trump Tui. So start the game. Ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ann.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Ann's going to play. Producer Stevie's going to stay.
Wow.
I don't know. I just did that.
Kind of rhyming a little.
You will keep track of the score. As you know, you do such a great job. Ann's going to play the game. Jen's in the hallway. Once you are done answering the five questions, we will play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back in, ask her those same five questions. If you win, ooh, I could see a Jen and Tim show limited edition brand new coffee mug in Menor. That.
It'd be exciting.
That would be great. Sparkling in Lake County. Right there on the shores of Lake. Okay. All right. Let's play the game. Here we go. Question number one. Disney Plus, they're raising prices again. Starting October 21st, Disney Plus with ads going up to $11.99 a month, while the ad-free plan going to $18.99. Can you stream The Mandalorian on Disney Plus? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number two, Teyana Taylor dodged questions about boyfriend Aaron Pierre during her Today Show appearance. Now, they did go Instagram official in June after months of dating speculation. Our question to you, who is Teyana Taylor's ex-husband that was a part of the 2016 NBA championship team for the Cavs and also competed on Dancing with the Stars? We are looking for his name.
I have no idea. I'll guess Kevin Love.
Let's go with
the only one I can think of.
That's great. We'll go with Kevin Love, of course. Question number three. Sabrina Carpenter recently did an interview where she revealed that despite Man's Best Friend being released just a few weeks ago, she is still putting the hours when it comes into writing. Is Sabrina Carpenter over or under the age of 25?
Over.
Question number four. Camila Cabello unexpectedly performed her song, First Man, at an Iowa wedding after meeting the bride-to-be at a hotel bar and planned to use the track for her father-daughter dance. I thought that was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Not staged at all.
Not staged
at all. Don't
know
why she was in Iowa, but the story makes sense.
It makes sense.
She would do that.
Camila's song, First Man, appears on which album of hers? It's either Romance or Familia.
Romance.
Question number five. 18 years after its debut, Rihanna's song Breaking Dishes has broken into the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time thanks to a viral trend on TikTok. What was Rihanna's first U.S. number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 back in the year 2006?
I'm going to guess Umbrella.
Let's go with Umbrella for the answer for question number five. So now we will see how you did. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room so she can answer those same five questions. We'll see if you can trump Tui next. Ann is in Menor. She's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Ann know how she did.
Ann got three.
There you go, Ann. You got three.
Right. Good job.
Good job. Three of five questions. We're going to see if it holds up. Now we asked Jen these same five questions we asked you just a few minutes ago, beginning with question number one. Beginning with Disney Plus, they're raising prices again. Starting October 21st, Disney Plus with ads goes up to $11.99 a month. Without ads, $18.99. Can you stream The Mandalorian on Disney Plus? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course you can. Question number two, Teyana Taylor dodged questions about boyfriend Aaron Pierre during her Today Show appearance. Now, the pair did go Instagram official back in June after months of dating speculation. Who is Teyana Taylor's ex-husband that was a part of the 2016 NBA championship team for the Cavs and also competed on Dancing with the Stars?
That's Iman Shumpert.
It is Iman Shumpert. Question number three, Sporty Jen. Sabrina Carpenter recently did an interview where she revealed that despite Man's Best Friend being released, I mean, just a few weeks ago, she is still putting in the hours when it comes to writing. Is Sabrina Carpenter over or under the age of 25?
Thunder.
She is 26 years old.
Then I guess she's over.
She is over,
thank
but
you,
slightly.
Sam. Just slightly. Just 1 year.
Question number four, Camila Cabello. I don't know if you heard about this. Unexpectedly performed her song First Man at an Iowa wedding after meeting the bride-to-be at a hotel bar and planned to use the track for her father-daughter dance. It was a very, very special moment.
What are the chances? Amazing.
Crazy that that would happen. I mean, it's a good song for a first dance, so it makes sense.
It's lovely.
Father-daughter dance.
Very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Camila's song First Man appears on which album of hers? It's either Romance or Familia.
It's Romance.
It is Romance. Question number five.
Comes down to this, Jen, or we have a tiebreaker.
Ooh, Stevie, thank you so much.
Tiebreaker.
What a great reminder. Love that tiebreaker.
That's right.
I hate it.
Question number five.
Yes, I
18
do.
Years after its debut, Rihanna's song Breaking Dishes has broken into the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time, thanks to a viral trend on TikTok. What was Rihanna's first U.S. number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 2006?
Pond to Replay.
Oof, deep cut. Good guess, though.
Is that like her first? Really? I was just
that was
trying
like
to think
the
first
one.
Song,
yeah. No,
I don't know.
I'm not saying that's bad. I thought that would have probably
guessed
the same thing.
Number one first? Umbrella?
SOS.
SOS.
SOS. Umbrella, another good guess. Is what Ann guessed. SOS was that one. Where are we at right now?
We're tied at three.
How all exciting. Right. Tiebreakers are so fun. I'm sorry, Ann.
Okay.
I just don't like them.
This is what's going to happen now. We're going to do a tiebreaker question. Timer is still involved. Ann's going to answer her question during the timer. Jen's going to write down her answer at the same time so we can keep this fair. We are going to go back to question number five. We're going to go back to Rihanna. I want to know how many Instagram followers Rihanna has closest to that number without going over. Instagram followers for Rihanna. Here's the timer.
Five million.
Jen Tuohy?
I wrote down 53 million.
She has 149 million Instagram followers. Ton of Instagram followers.
We were both
beauty
way
brand,
off.
Everything else linked to that as well. So.
I'm sorry, Anne.
That's all right. It was fun.
That was fun. We love that you listened to the show. We love that you played the game, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Anne from Enter, and unfortunately, I did not trump Tuohy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.